Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, welcome to what I consider another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. I really do appreciate time, you know, the time you spend with me. I appreciate the time you spend on the air and, you know, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. You know, you're listening, you're calling, you're sending me notes. I do appreciate that very much so, a lot more than you think. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I set up, some of you were asking me if I had any, I could replay any of Xander Gibbs stuff. You know, segments he spent with me, that kind of thing. And actually, I can. And I was going to do it tonight, but I didn't like the way it was cut. So I'm going to try to do it for you, like, either tomorrow night or Friday night. Because I think really, you know, he had some great insight on the gay and lesbian and transgender community. So, again, you know, we've had some great people that have information on the show, that have brought information. And he was one of them. He was one of them that was, you know, very cautious at first when he first came on the show. And what brought him to this is a perfect example of what brought him to the show was something I had said on the air that he wanted me to clarify. So he called on the air. I'm not afraid of that stuff. I'm fine with that. So, and it worked out well. Overall, it worked out well. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the solution. That's what you want to be. You really want to be part of the solution. All right. This woman never stops. Okay. Randy Weingarten had been reelected for the 8th term with the American Federation of Teachers. You know, once they get in there, it's almost impossible to get them out. It's like anything else. And she actually, in her speech, in speaking with, after all the crap she just went through, and this is why you say with teachers, why should I believe you want the right thing when you keep bringing in leaders like this? Weingarten tweeted a link to their website. And on the website, she suggests, ready for this one, to get rid of their, teachers need to go back through their Facebook pages, their social media pages, and get rid of things that some groups find offensive. Okay, think of that. In other words, hide the stuff that you know that level-headed parents who want to protect their kids are going to come and glued over. Mm. And you know, they've been telling us for years that we need to trust teachers with our kids. I'm not going to paint with a broad brush like some do, okay? We got some great teachers out there. But if you're one of those teachers that falls in line with this stuff, where you hide stuff from the parents, you encourage the kids to chase their fantasies, because it's not a reality, and it's not a dream that can really come true ultimately. When you do stuff like that, when you're telling kids to hide stuff from their parents, how can you claim to love children? How can you claim to care about children? Because the one person or the one or two people they should be able to trust no matter what is their parents. And you're saying they shouldn't. Or you're telling them not to. This is where these people, yeah, I'm going to say these people think they're smarter, they're better, they know how to take care of your children better than you do. Are they for real? Yeah, well, sad part is they are for real. Anyway. And again, tell them. She's telling them to go through their social media accounts. Look at them all. Take out the stuff that you know is potentially harmful, where their parents will be able to nail you on. Now, she's telling them to go to either a program or a company called Life Brand. Apparently, it scans your social media. Right now, it works on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok to quickly find potentially harmful posts and then guide you to edit or delete those posts forever. Problem is that some of us smarter people have taken screenshots of that stuff. Right? Weingarten wrote a tweet that our union is here to help you. And we want you to future-proof your social media. So we've partnered with LifeBrand for a 25% discount off the cost of this powerful tool that scans your social media to catch forgotten posts that may not reflect who you are today. Oh my God, that's great, though. No, really, seriously, that's such a great political line to work with. Right? Yeah, your social media, to catch those forgotten posts that may not reflect who you are today. In other words, inferring that you become a better person. Right? Making it seem like that you're... This is just amazing to me. I find this just hilarious. Anyway, top officials have already used this tool and swear by it. Right? Frederick Ingram, AFT Secretary Treasurer, said, in the course of the 15 years I've known, I've changed, and so has my social media presence. It's a great opportunity to take a stroll down memory lane. Well, I found some things that gave me pause in the end, and I fixed them. Yeah, now we can't catch you, right? Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back, Joe Senior Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562 to get involved, get engaged. Always appreciate. Always appreciate? Yes, there you go. Always appreciate your time with me. I really do, and I really appreciate the time that you spend with me. That you send me texts and that kind of thing. I don't mind. I really don't. Anyway, all right. I'm amazed here. I mean, and if you think for a second that it's not getting worse out there, you know, with the DAs and legal and that kind of stuff, I don't know what planet you're living on, because it ain't this one. Right? The Soros-backed St. Louis attorney refuses to charge Cinco de Mayo shooting suspect on a lack of evidence. Really? The outgoing prosecutor, Kim Gardner, has a history of being scrutinized over soft-on-crime policies. That's why she's leaving. She's done. Now, police in St. Louis, Missouri said a woman who was arrested for her alleged role in a weekend shooting is no longer in custody because the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office is refusing to press charges. Now, according to a local news source there, Amber Booker, 33, was arrested by St. Louis Metropolitan Police. It was during the investigation into a shooting towards the end of Cinco de Mayo Festival. Now, they have images of two suspects involved in the shooting, which one image depicting a woman suspected to be Booker, another of a man. In both pictures, the suspects are holding guns. The news station learned from the police department that Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's office refused to press charges because of a lack of evidence. The prosecuting office also said the victim refused to assist in the... Well, gee, you know, there you go. I'm looking at the pictures. Okay? I mean, radio, so it's kind of hard to do. I'm looking at the pictures, and I'm telling you, you can see her face as plain as day with the gun in her hand. So they wanted to charge her with two counts of first-degree assault and two counts of armed criminal action. We're looking closely with police on the ongoing investigation. Now, listen, you can see her face. She has a gun in her hand. You mean there is no crime for waving a gun around in public? Is that true? It's just so amazing. Now, according to the police, a man was grazed in his upper thigh. A woman was shot in the leg. They were fine at the hospital, all that. And then during the investigation, they found the victims were watching some men fight from an intersection when one of the suspects started waving a handgun. Again, we have this on video. And there's not enough proof. And then she goes on to say, well, you know, the suspect wouldn't cooperate with the investigation. Well, heck, if there's a chance you're going to jail, would you? It's just amazing. This is so ridiculous. It's just amazing to me. And we do need, you got to start pushing back. You can't keep this up. See, I don't know how you do this. I don't have any, I'm not going to make believe like I've got an answer because I don't. Right? But we're going to have to find a way to push back on these people. We got to find a way to make sure that we don't allow them just to run around committing crimes anyway, any way they can. Right? 855 Road Joe. 855-732-5560. We will talk a little bit about Trump's, I don't think it was a debate, it was a town hall in New Hampshire. And apparently, Caitlin Collins from CNN? I mean, she tried to catch him on so many issues. And basically what it boiled down to is she was just re-spewing things that we hear on a regular basis. Right? Trump called CNN's Caitlin Collins a nasty person. And then the crowd goes wild. He probably looked right at her. I mean, I haven't had a chance to see it yet. But he probably looked right at her and said, you know, you're really a nasty person. Because if you see how they treat him, and look at, I didn't run for president, but I've been a recipient of this stuff myself. When you're sitting there at a forum or debate, and they work really hard to nail you on something that you've already cleared. Like, I give an example, you know, the loving left, the forgiving left, the ones that say they believe in second chances but have no clue what that means. There was no less than about 60 or 70 people that showed up when we had the Katie Hill incident to my school board meeting to have me removed. I needed to resign, I needed to apologize, and, you know, maybe be brought up on criminal charge, turn myself into the police department. Right? Now, if I wasn't a public figure, one of the fellows that made that comment was an attorney. and he knows better. And if I wasn't a public figure, I could have nailed his butt in court. But when I got cleared of all that from the judge, after saying I never did what she said I did, Katie Hill, trying to ruin somebody's life, and they're not used to running into people like me and others like me. Jennifer Van Lauer was part of that, too, from Red State. Right? None of those people came back and apologized to me. Not a one. Right? I mean, aren't these supposed to be the civil people? No, they're not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Trump also claimed in the, you know, in the town hall that he would pardon the January 6th political prisoners early in his administration. And I don't believe that he would do a blanket pardon. I think he would look and see who was what, where was how. Because you've got some of those people that ruined some pretty important property. Had no business doing it. So if you have them on video, smashing, I don't care what it is, painting a statue or doing whatever, they need to do a little time for the crime. Trying to pull this over on us. Now, Trump said during the town hall, when you look at what happened during the 2020 election, unless you're a very stupid person, you see it was a rigged election. Now, I have no problem with him still. I really don't. But I think part of what he has to do is give out some numbers. I didn't see, I didn't hear. If one of you know that he did that, that's great. But he needs to lay out some of the stuff that I lay out from time to time. Doesn't have to get deep into it, but just, hey. We'll talk more about that in the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. May 11th marks the end of the COVID public health emergency in America. Florida Hospital Association's Mary Mayhew says the CDC will lose access to some of the data it used.
We have been doing very well for quite some time with the COVID numbers in our hospitals being extremely low.
The end of the state of emergency also means the end of Title 42 for immigrants. And Elon Musk is inviting Don Lemon to launch a new show on Twitter. The former CNN anchor was fired from the network last month. Early Wednesday, Musk responded to a tweet from Lemon announcing his firing with the offer claiming the audience is much bigger Tucker Carlson, who was also ousted from Fox News, announced Tuesday he's planning to launch a new version of his show on Twitter. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855
Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Seriously. You know, be part of the solution. Right? It's really that simple. And if you're part of the solution, the way you get the information out there, the way you make something happen is you get informed. So that you can actually tell people truly what happened, not what you think happened. Right? I mean, really, it's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you just can't keep blowing this stuff off. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, somebody sent me a note and said, what do you think of a ticket with Robert Kennedy Jr.? And Trump. And I'm going, God, you guys got to do your homework. You cannot have the tickets, the parties. They've got to be the same party. The president and the vice president have to be from the same party, and they can't live in the same state. So, right? I mean, seriously. And make sure, again, before you start arguing with somebody or start saying, yeah, this is what we need to do, make sure that you know what they can do. Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, well, he's in now. They arrested Santos today. Wouldn't you love it? Again, I'm glad. If he really did this stuff, I'm glad he did. All right, I really am. I'm glad he did. And the thing behind it is, don't you wish they would do the same thing to Democrats? Put them in handcuffs and take them out? So they arrested Santos. They got him on a 13-count indictment on wire fraud, money laundering, theft, and false statements. So the federal grand jury returned the 13-count indictment. He's facing up to 20 years in prison. If he's convicted, the man is a nut job. If you heard him speak, he's just whacked. There's no way around it. He's charged with 7 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of money laundering, 1 count of theft of public funds, 2 counts of making materially false statements to the House of Representatives, early this year, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters that George Santos will be removed from Congress if it's determined the freshman rep broke the law. Now, technically, I've learned this in my seat, you can't do anything to him, really, until he's convicted of these crimes. Because conservative Republicans still believe that you're innocent until believing guilty, unlike the Democrats who believe you're guilty until you can prove yourself innocent. So George Santos flipped New York's 3rd Congressional District red in November when he defeated Robert Zimmerman. In December, he admitted that he lied about his education, employment history, and Jewish background in an interview with a New York Post person. Federal prosecutors were investigating Santos, his sudden wealth, after he admitted to embellishing his resume. The indictment was handed down on Tuesday. According to the charging document, Santos engaged in fraudulent political contribution solicitation scheme, in which he accused of defrauding political supporters. The indictment says that Santos applied for unemployment in June 2020 when he was gainfully employed with a $120,000 salary. Now, Santos also allegedly made false statements to the House of Representatives about his finances. He allegedly overstated his income while lying about an investment. So, again, he had all kinds of fraudulent schemes going on, brazen misrepresentations. The allegations in the indictment, they charge Santos with relying on repeated dishonesty and deception to make these things happen and to get into Congress. So, these people or people like this need to go. However, you could apply these to many people too on the left right now, couldn't you? You know, you want to go down a list? Let's start with Joe Biden, why don't we? Want to talk about lining your pockets, lining the pockets of your son, lining the pockets of your people in your family? Come on, give me a break. Really that simple. The DOJ says it's going to continue. This should scare you. The DOJ says it's going to continue to aggressively root out corruption and self-dealing, you know, from within the legislative community. Now, silence on the radio is bad, so I'm not going to just be quiet. Let your mind wander here. Who do you think they're going to go after? You really think they're going to go after Maxine Waters, who, again, been caught red-handed getting money to her daughter through her campaign funds? Right? I mean, when are these people going to end up in jail? I can't remember the woman from Florida, Francesca something or other. Right? She was accused of, and it was proven, that she was using money from her campaign fund for personal use. What happened there? Nothing. Democrat. Actually, a black woman Democrat. Even worse. You'll never touch them. Representative Comer says, bank records show that the Biden family, their associates, and their companies received over $10 million from foreign nationals. Won't see them go to jail either. House Oversight Chairman James Comer on Wednesday held a press conference, as he called the Biden crime family. House Republicans announced that they have reviewed 170 suspicious activity reports, all linked to the Biden crime family. Now, suspicious activity, right? You guys already know about this. This is what the banks are supposed to send to the FBI, to the DOJ, when money is being moved improperly, when money comes in suspiciously from groups. Comer identified 9 of Biden's family members. Joe Biden's son, his brother's wife, Hunter Biden's girlfriend, Beau Biden's widow, Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Hunter Biden's current wife. Think about all these people that knew what was going on. All right? And now they're caught up in this. They got to do something about it. Right? I mean, if I was one of those people on the list that was truly a non-family member, I would start spewing. You know why? Because these people will throw you under the bus in a heartbeat. So he said, we're going on this, and we're talking about grandchildren, too. They have the names of one or two of their grandchildren. Now, James Comer said that the Biden family received over $10 million from foreign nationals while Joe Biden was vice president. The countries involved directly correlated with Joe Biden's work as vice president. Gee, I can't imagine. That must be a coincidence. On all 10 million transfers. Yeah, there you go. This is textbook money laundering. Textbook. The committee is concerned by the complicated, suspicious network of over 20 companies that they've identified the Bidens and their associates used to enrich themselves. Most of these companies were limited liability companies. They were formed, all of them, were formed during Joe Biden's vice presidency. Now, bank records show the Biden family, their associates, their companies received over $10 million from the foreign nationals of their companies. Some of that money came from a Chinese company and went to Hunter Biden's company. Right? These lawful businesses don't operate like this. Lawful businesses don't work like this. Now, Hunter Biden's buddies, they courted businesses in countries that correlated directly with Joe Biden's work as vice president. I don't know if they went in before him to lay the groundwork or went in after him after Joe laid the groundwork for them. It's just, again, just amazing. But it's okay because they're Democrats. They're fine. They never do anything wrong. Should I go throw up now or wait? You know, somebody just mentioned in the chat room. I keep hearing about let's impeach. If you want to do it as an exercise, that's fine. But you really got to, let's not waste time. And you really got to sit back and think, okay, if we impeach somebody, do we have the votes on the Dem side to make it happen? If we don't waste the time. Do the hearing, but don't waste the time. Silver Senior Host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management hotline now, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Jobson, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. I really do appreciate it. The, you know, the guy looks deceitful. You know, the beady little eyes, the way he looks, you're my orcas. I mean, he is probably one of the most dishonest people I've ever met in my life. And he claims that the border is secure, has been secure, it's safe. They're now estimating over 6 million illegal aliens have crossed over the border. And they've got videos of these people pouring in. And he won't acknowledge them. So these are the people that want us to believe them. Now, Title 42 is a Trump-era program. It forces migrants seeking asylum to remain in Mexico. Right, DHS Secretary Mayorkas warned illegal aliens to not believe the lies of the traffickers who claim the U.S.-Mexican border would be open after Title 42. Now, he claims that the smugglers are the ones spreading false information that the border will be open. Right? He said they're lying. But when you look at the pictures, Mayorkas, you're lying. Right? To people who are thinking of making their journey to our southern border, know this, that the smugglers care only about profit, not people. They don't care about you. They don't care about your well-being. But see, Mayorkas, you're inviting them in.
instead of putting them on a plane and taking them back where they came from, you're letting them loose and free in the country. We don't know they're here. You can warn them with lies all you want to. They just walked or got bus rides to a point, thousands of miles. You know, and he goes on to say they're going to apprehend, they're going to seek illegal immigrants. They're going to end up, think about this. They're going to end up putting these people in the U.S. without court dates, because they're not going to have the ability to get the court dates, without the ability to track them. But don't worry, because they're only minors. Right? Oh, I'm sorry, he did say that verbatim. We will seek to apprehend illegal immigrants we release into the U.S. without court dates and without the ability to track them. But don't worry, they're only minors. Wow. He went on to say, the border's not open, it has not been open, and it will not be open. Right. Even Elon Musk couldn't handle him anymore. And this guy, he doesn't. Again, just the lies flow off his tongue like it's so natural to him. Right? Already anywhere from 700,000 to 1 million illegals, they've assembled at the border, all along the border, waiting to come over. Right? Just over the weekend, they apprehended almost 30,000 of them trying to get into El Paso. More than 6 million aliens have crossed over the U.S. border since Joe Biden was installed. Yeah, you heard me, installed. Now, according to Fox News' Bill, well, one of their people, illegal crossings have reached an all-time high in back-to-back years, with over 5 million total now, more than 1.3 million known gotaways have successfully snuck into the U.S. without capture. We can't find them. We don't know anything about them. Migrant deaths have set an all-time record, too. More than 1,400 at the southern border since 2021. God only knows how many of these kids have been sold into sex slavery. And even young ladies, not just kids, young women. Fentanyl deaths have reached a record high in America, but this is somehow is all Trump's fault. Just ask him, they'll tell you. Really. Americans have been killed, injured. They're caught up in these daily human smuggling barrages and the pursuits to grab these kids or to get these people that are being smuggled in. Mayorkas won't call the border a crisis. He insists the border is secure. Even the border chief says, I don't know what this guy is smoking. It's never been this bad down here. And yet mainstream media, who, you know, our founding fathers were right about one thing. You needed a free press to be able to get information out so the government could give. But now we don't have that anymore. We don't have that free press. And that's the problem. If they would allow us, if they would allow this information, the pictures, you don't even need to comment. How about just the pictures? Show the pictures of these people coming over the border. Show how many of them are amassing at the border. How many were let loose the other day, and there was no way to stop them because they were just pouring in, and they didn't have the agency to even slow them down. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Now you're hearing that there have been reports of heavy gunfire along the, I guess it's called the FAR, Reynosa International Bridge, right? It's an international bridge that crosses the Rio Grande along the U.S.-Mexican border, connects the city of Far in the U.S. to in the state of Texas with the city of Reynosa in Mexico. Now, several people have been shot. At least three have been killed. You know what? I thought I'm going to get in so much trouble for this. I don't know. You scare the people off the bridge and blow it up. What else do you want more people killed? Is that what we're going to work at? I'm just asking. How long do you let it happen? You know people are coming over with drugs. People are coming over looking to start trouble. Just be honest about it. All right, here's a story that we thought went away. At least I did. I didn't think we were gonna deal with it anymore. So I've been made a fool of on this one. You remember Jordan Vandersloot and Natalie Holloway? Well, now Sloot is going to be extradited to the U.S. You know what? Will he even make it to court? Will they actually bring him in? He was a prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway. She was an American young lady who vanished while on a high school graduation class trip in Aruba. Why does anybody... Yeah, I'm going to get in trouble for this one, too. Okay, why would you allow your 18-year-old... I don't even know if she was 18. She might have been 17. But 17 or 18, never mind. They were 18-year-old. Why would you give them money and allow them to go to Aruba with a bunch of kids? Other kids. Who's there? Who's there to protect them? I mean, it's just amazing to me. Mom went on to say that exactly 18 years later, her perpetrator, Jordan Vandersloot, has been extradited to Birmingham to answer for his crimes. Peruvian authorities agreed to extradite Vandersloot, who is serving a 28-year prison sentence for the murder of a 21-year-old Peruvian Stephanie Flores in 2010. And they don't get life down there. Now, the Peruvian government has agreed to temporarily hand over the Dutch citizen to American authorities for his prosecution in the United States for the alleged commission of the crimes of extortion and fraud to the grievance of Elizabeth Ann Holloway. The Peru Minister of Justice and Human Rights, Daniel Moret Romero, is working with the our government on this case. Now, they're hoping that this action will enable a process that will help bring peace to Mrs. Holloway and her family. Vandersloot is one of the main suspects in the disappearance of Holloway. Right? She, again, mom's waiting for her at the airport. She never got on the plane. The 18-year-old was last seen leaving a bar, right, with Vandersloot. And her body was never found. And they searched and they searched and they searched. She was declared legally dead in 2014 when she hadn't shown up anywhere. Now, again, he was arrested at one point. But he was released because they had no real evidence on him. No cameras, no anything. And mom wouldn't give up. She made it a worldwide issue. You remember Ted Williams, black guy on Fox, and he was great. I loved him. He covered the Holloway case on the ground in Aruba back in 2005. He said he was elated. The extradition was fantastic. That he'll be extradited to the United States. He'll be charged with some criminal acts associated with Natalie Holloway. Now, I don't know if there are most countries we have extradition rights with or extradition agreements with will not extradite on a murder case unless you guarantee them that you won't put them to death. Right? Capital punishment doesn't work in other countries. Now, authorities haven't really announced what they're going to do yet. Williams said that he anticipated to be handed over to federal authorities once he touches U.S. soil, but man, we got to make sure that there's some peace here. There's some reality here. Joe Mancini, your host. God bless, guys. Don't do anything stupid. Want you back with me here tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day.